whatever local jurisdiction is responsible for the election. And I think that what we are seeing with the political calls for additional audits is not so much an interest in establishing facts, but an interest in raising enough dust that it's difficult to find the facts. And of course, that's anathema to anyone who has a scientific bent or a statistical bent, because after all, we want to know what the actual data is. And our best source for the actual data is the election data that was recorded by the local jurisdiction and audited by the normal procedures that the law and policy allows for.
In a lot of states, the county does its own audit, and sometimes the state secretary of state will do a follow-up.
Absolutely right. And those public servants, although often they're, in fact, almost all the time, they're members of a political party, they understand their job to be essentially neutral with respect to party. And that's one thing that's missing in the additional audits that are being called for political reasons. Another thing that's missing is the care with which one would normally do an audit and the reliance on standardized procedures for doing an audit. Just like with an experiment, if you don't do the experiment according to standardized procedures, you can't trust the outcome. And that's true for many of the politically motivated audits as well.
Numeracy, getting people to understand what the numbers really mean. What? Oh my God, we've seen 100% increase in this or that, and we're going from 2 to 4 versus, oh my God, we've seen 100% increase in this. We've gone from 20,000 to 40,000. What are the kinds of things you think are really important for the American public, students at Carnegie Mellon, and anyone listening to the radio, that they need to really be aware of to put numbers that they hear, statistics that they hear, in perspective?
So I think even your example, 2 to 4 versus 20,000 to 40,000, raises an issue which I think is really important to think about whenever we're looking at data or claims about data, and that is, what is the practical significance of the claim? How can I figure out what the practical significance of the claim is? If I can take away whatever emotional content surrounds the claim, in both cases there's a 100% increase, and it may be that one of those claims is made with a great deal of emotion and the other is not, but what one wants to do is strip away the emotion as much as possible and think about the numbers underlying the factor of 2 increase and think, are those numbers practically important? Is an increase from 2 to 4 as important as an increase from 20,000 to 40,000? Well, it depends. You know, it depends on the context of the numbers. It depends on the assumptions that you're going to make about the numbers. These are the things that are really important about numeracy. Everyone knows what numbers are, but figuring out the context and figuring out the assumptions, those are the important parts.
Yeah, but sometimes people don't tell you all that. They just want to say there's been a 100% increase in X, Y, or Z. You know, it's done to fuel political rhetoric, not to increase knowledge.
Sure, absolutely. That's why it's so important to remain intellectually curious, to be curious enough to go try to find something out about the numbers if those numbers appear to be affecting you in some way. It's important to, I don't know, have a little bit of the lawyer in you, to have a little bit of the, you know, let's test this and see if this really is going to work.
We're talking with Brian Junker from Carnegie Mellon's Department of Statistics and Data Sciences. And since this conversation is going to air on a college radio station, here's something that I can remember was a big deal back from my days of working and teaching at the University of Delaware. So, Professor Junker, how much should students trust online faculty evaluations?
Oh my gosh. Do you have 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that? Online or offline, any kinds of evaluations of faculty by students are essentially just like the reviews you see on TripAdvisor or Yelp or anything else. They can be useful. It's not that they're entirely useless. But again, you need to understand the context in which the evaluations are given. And so as a student, you need to be looking for things that will be important to you about that class or that professor. Sometimes you're interested in an easy A. And so if the evaluations say, this guy gives a duck class, that's great news. And sometimes what you're interested in is really understanding a subject. And so you might be more interested in evaluation that says, you know,
hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me today. You just listened to The Long Blondes with Once and Never Again. We got some good stuff coming, some little old stuff, some new stuff. Should all be good stuff, though. But first, let's take care of some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
A couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I wanted to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, let's get back into it. This next song is called Teenage Kicks by The Undertones.
I want to hold her tight. pray to God. Why don't you send me what I ask? And then she came right out of nowhere. Was like a one in a million chance. She can make it hard for me. She can make
I'm
That is Novelty Island with Black Current Sky. That's new music. Before that, Mighty Lemon Drops with One in a Million. That Petrol Emotion with It's a Good Thing. And we started all off with The Undertones and Teenage Kicks.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, next up we have the Corner Laughers with The Accepted Time. Star and Orion.
We'll show the Hessians we can't be stopped. Come on, baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school and I've gone out of my mind. Flock of seagulls really busted out. Hazy fantasy made all of the kids shout. We'll take on the world and MTV. We'll rock the math club Christmas party. Come on, baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school and I've gone out of my mind. Put them on, 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 put them on. Put them on, 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 put them on. Put them on, 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 put them on. Put them on, 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 put them on. Come on! Baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school and I've gone out of my mind. Come on, baby, uh-huh, put your glasses on. Yeah, you've gone away to med school and I've gone out of my mind.
Hiding in clear blue sunshine.
That was Chicago within the country. I know not what we usually play here, but they do have some actually pretty cool stuff. That was from their Chicago 2 album. And I think that's just a great song. So I'm playing it. Before that, new music from Maple Mars, Goodbye California, The Posies with Sideways, Nerf Herder with Vivian, and we started that all off with The Corner Laughers and The Accepted Time. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. Okay, time for more music. This next one is by William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas, Labor Day 2021.
Yeah. chance on you. On me, out of a sea of someone's thieves and mothers, you can see. The way that I feel could not be stronger, and I know you feel it too. So couldn't you wait a little longer? I've waited out for you.
It's time we broke the chain. Love goes.
That is Steelism with Lonely Game. I believe Andrew Combs and Jesse Balin are doing vocals on that. Their first album, I think, was all strictly instrumentals. Before that, Hans Rottenberry and Brad Jones with Count on Me. The Rooks with Reasons. The Orange Peels with Give My Regards to Rufus. And we started along with William Clear and the Marvelous Fellas in Labor Day 2021. That is just about going to do it for me here. I'm DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me for Breakfast for Dinner. Don't forget, we rebroadcast this show on Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m., so you can check out it then again. Other than that, I'm going to leave you one last song. This is Savage Good Boy by Japanese Breakfast. Thank you for listening, and have a great new year. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. This is WRCT Pittsburgh.
Spin it, yes.
Hello, and welcome to the Breakfast for Dinner Holiday Special. This is DJ Chris Wire, and I want to thank you for joining me for this very special episode. We have a lot of fun songs for you over this holiday season, a lot of Christmas, a few other things thrown in there, probably some things you may not be expecting, probably a lot of things you won't be expecting. But anyway, we're going to have some fun, but first, let's take care of a little business.